Robert Thorstensen, who goes by Bobby, was among a group of Saners sighted earlier this month during a 12-hour opener in Sitka's Silver Bay. The commercial fishermen were targeting chum released by the local hatchery in a special harvest area that he says was unfamiliar to the group.
It was a big, weird-shaped triangle, you know, that I've never seen before, that we've never fished before.
The hatchery had forecast as many as 90,000 chum salmon in the area, but fishing game biologists drew lines to keep gear away from freshwater streams where wild salmon would be headed to spawn.
You know, the last thing I wanted was a ticket, so I called the trooper over to me and asked him where I could legally fish, and he told me where I could legally fish, so I went over there and sat there, and then he came over and wrote me a ticket.
Neither Fish and Game nor Alaska Wildlife troopers would comment on specifics, citing the open court case, but the Department of Public Safety said in a statement it's the responsibility of the permit holder and vessel captain to follow all rules and regulations. Court documents show that law enforcement officials confiscated 5,170 pounds of chum salmon. Until 2018, Thorstensen was one of the state's preeminent lobbyists in the commercial fisheries world. He's also a former executive director of the Southeast Alaska Saners Association and was part of the state's delegation to help negotiate the Pacific Salmon Treaty. The charges are similar to Thorstensen's 2019 incident at Crawfish Inlet, also on the west side of Baranof Island. There, he was accused of fishing for hatchery-released chum too close to a freshwater salmon stream. He says the terminal harvest area set up to catch hatchery-released fish are purposefully separated from where wild stocks are strong.
If there was any wild salmon stocks that were even meaningful enough to make a freaking sandwich out of, we wouldn't let them put a hatchery there.
And he disputes that the Crawfish Inlet stream had wild fish in it.
It's not an inanimate stream, it's a mountain stream. It's never had a fish in it.
That point was backed up by a former Fish and Game deputy commissioner who visited the area with Thorstensen about a week later.
And of course, you know, Bobby at that point in time was, you know, he was pretty, I guess you could say, you know, upset about the whole thing.
That's Charlie Swanton, who had retired from the agency at the end of 2018 after nearly 40 years in state government. He says he hiked the stream as far as some downed trees and boulders.
I mean, I looked around. There was not a sign of, actually, to tell you the honest truth, I didn't find a single fish of any species in that stream.
He'd been invited by Thorstensen to fish with him now that he was retired after decades of working on the regulatory side of things. He says while the two were standing in the unnamed stream, unable to find any fish.
And all of a sudden, Bobby turns around and he goes, well, I think I just found my expert witness. And so I wasn't looking to do it. But, I mean, he's a friend, you know, he's somebody that was an advisor for a number of years for me with the Pacific Salmon Treaty. And, you know, although he's a unique guy, I found it, you know, just like, well, I know a little something about this stuff. I could help you out. And so that's how I got involved with it.
That involvement included a dozen-page affidavit he filed with the court calling into question the agency's rationale for designating it a salmon-producing stream. While it doesn't ask for Thorstensen's charges to be dismissed, it recommends the court take these factors into consideration. Prosecutors have already downgraded the 2019 misdemeanor to a violation, basically an infraction, and half the roughly $50,000 value of the catch seized has been returned by authorities to allow Thorstensen to apply for more grant funding. So why is he fighting this ticket?
It's just a violation, sure, but it's still a violation.
The first case is scheduled to go to trial in December. The second ticket likely won't be heard until next year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.